Hello, everyone. This is Sherry Boone with Jamie Tenzer on March 9th, 2021 with Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged. Thank you for taking advantage of this learning opportunity and conversation. Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged is a place for PCC and MCC coaches to showcase their coaching. They come from a variety of backgrounds and styles to share their unique skills and gifts with all of us. In this format at Real Coaching Sessions Unplugged, we're looking to engage in a learning opportunity with colleagues who are exhibiting a wide range of coaching styles. So as you're listening to this session, the goal is not perfection, but the goal is to learn something. As coaches, we meet our clients where they are, and whatever happens, happens. And then we all get an opportunity to debrief and learn. Thanks to our generous and open-hearted guest coaches. So we thank you all for being part of this forum for all of our professional development. Today, we're very honored to have as our guest coach, Kate Bayo, PCC. You can find Kate's complete bio and see her contact info at realcoachingsessionsunplugged.com. So here's an outline of our call today. Kate will coach her client for about 25 minutes. Then we will interview Kate for about 10 minutes, and then we'll open it up and ask you all to engage, ask questions, and we'll have that time to do that. At 5 minutes before the hour, we'll make a couple of announcements and close the call. So everyone, we invite you now to sit back and listen in to this coaching session. Kate and your client, thank you so much for joining us today, and when you're ready, Kate, please begin your coaching.
Thank you, Sherry. Hi, Megan.
Oh.
Why don't we just start by taking a few breaths together? Just inviting all who are listening into this space that we are holding together. You and I, Megan, can feel into that energy of being held. Noticing your breath. Taking a moment for you and I to connect our heart's energy. And if there's anything that would serve you in our call today, please feel free to take a moment to invite that into this space as well. Taking your time, taking as many breaths as you need. When you're ready, let me know what it is you'd like to explore today.
I'm just getting really clearly just the word vulnerable. There's recently been this shift, like this really deep sort of mental shift that surfaced. And it immediately took me to vulnerability. Mm. And the beautiful thing about it was that I was able to voice it very clearly with a group of people that I don't know all that well, but we're in a community together of sorts, and I just felt that there would be no judgment in it, so I was able to just very clearly articulate what was vulnerable. Mm. And in that moment, the response that I got was left me feeling surprised and sort of shocked and awed and then it very quickly turned into, wow, Megan, why would you go there? Like, why was that your instinct to allow vulnerability to come in or to, you know, I place judgment on it.
Mm.
And then, of course, by placing the judgment on it, I got upset with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can kind of laugh about now, actually, which is kind of refreshing because I think sometimes, you know, that's what provokes a deep emotional response within myself. So that was refreshing. But what that then led into was thinking, right, what if in this moment I decided to consciously be present and decide to shift that on my own and change the dynamic of what I was, my perception of what other people would think and, or letting people down or, you know, all those things that are wrapped within vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
What if I chose to step into that? And so it took me, a while, like, well, not a great deal of time. I didn't have a great deal of time once I made this decision, I thought, right, like, if you're going to do this, then you need to do it.
Mm.
And not let it linger. And so within a couple of days, I chose to step into what I think is a power place for me, is like a superpower of sorts. And all of a sudden, like the response in my body, the response in my mind, it all just shifted.
Hmm.
And was so powerful and so needed and so wanted and deserving.
Mm.
And saying those things from a place of like just pure joy. That, yeah, like I can step into that and be whatever it needs to be in whatever situation I find myself in. And that can be the first response where it's, yeah, like I've got that. Yeah, I can do that.
Mm.
And so it feels where I am, the culmination of all of this actually will be at the precipice of at this meeting tonight, mm-hmm. which was what led me along this whole path, was this one particular opportunity that presents this community I find myself in with presenting. And I was chosen to be the spokesperson. Mm. Which is what started all of this. And now finally, on the day of, allowing myself to move through all the feels and honor what came up and allowing myself to really step into what was vulnerable about what this is going to be, mm-hmm. And shifting it was one of the most powerful things that I've actually witnessed myself do.
My whole body like tingled as you said that.
Mine too. it just feels really, really amazing that I've been able to do this and land like on the day of where it's okay. Like I am enough and what I do for my community is enough. And what will come from my heart, because that's fueled by passion and belief and what I know to be true and knowing that, similar to this call now, it's, you know, when collective groups of people come together, whether in silence or in spirit or in whatever form, there's so much power in that. And so by using that as a platform to then propel myself forward instead of negative self-talk or, you know, all of those negative things, I'm just like, yeah, there's no place for any of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Walk me into this evening then a little bit. What will that look like for you to use the collective, to use this experience that you've had of stepping into yourself? What will that look like for you this evening?
Well, I imagine it's going to be a little bit of nerves wrapped in there for sure. But I think overall that when I know that I speak from my heart and I trust that, I think that's it for me right there. It's that I have to trust that what I know to be true will come from my heart and then exit out of my mouth in words. And there's nothing scripted. I am choosing not to write down. I'm not choosing to have keywords. I'm not choosing to have anything other than the sort of the slide presentation that will be up for others to see. But I know that when I am authentic to what I'm doing or what I'm saying or the intent or the purpose, it's when I trust that it will come from my heart. So I'm just going to keep telling myself that throughout my day today. And I think to take a moment to, when I'm given the platform to speak, to just, you know, take a breath and pause and invite intention. Because not everyone might be on the same path or come to the table with the same the same intention or the same vibration or the same, you know, emotional level. Which is okay. But good to note. I appreciate that. I appreciate you framing that in that way. It feels like it's a verbalizing it now, it's like washing over my body and it feels complete and it feels true.
Yeah, I certainly hear that in the words that you're using. Where is that truth reside within you?
It's like it's a deep guttural rooted like sacral, you know, sacral chakra that's where that lives for me. And often a vulnerable place on my body. So, you know, a lot of times I feel like I trap things there for safety's sake. And I think within this process of allowing myself to explore and be gentle and get to the place where I've gotten as of now, I didn't do that. I kept holding on to certain mantras of saying, you know, various words that allowed that not to get locked away and not to block it.
So if you're not blocking it, what are you doing?
Oh, it's just free flowing. I guess it's an imagery thing now that I said that, you know, it's for me personally, the imagery is such a huge part of how I navigate my world. But interestingly enough, it's not always instinctually there when things get tough or things get uneasy or challenging. And so it's definitely a very conscious reminders, and that I can tap into that I can you know, sometimes shut down my monkey mind and just allow images to come.
Would you like to sense into that now?
There's a lot of connection, a lot of hands together, a lot of collective love. I feel tremendously supported. I really, really do. I know that what I feel is normal. And I know many, many, many people feel this way. And what a gift to be able to get to a place where I can step forward and speak on behalf of a group of like-minded individuals who desire the same things, who are wanting the same outcomes, and speak on behalf of that for them. It's tremendously honored. I'm tremendously honored.
The energy I was sensing into is, it's palpable. It's interesting. You said like these hands, like you're just feeling really held. Yes, your heart is just shining so bright in this moment. Your care and your integrity and that honor, that place of honor.
Yeah, it's a nice place to reside. It brings forth a lot of gratitude and it's also a nice place to reside.
Certainly is a gift for me and for all to witness in this moment. Megan, as we move towards the end of our session here together, is there anything that would help you feel complete today?
No, I have landed in pure completeness for sure.
So I will invite you then to spend as much time in this space as feels true for you. It's really embodying that connection, that energy.
Thank you, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, I know you'll drop off the call whenever feels true for you. And again, no need to leave this space. You're welcome to stay in it as long as needed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sherry and Jamie, I'll invite you back in.
Okay, great. This is Sherry. Thank you, Kate. And thank you to your client also for this session today. So, Kate, how was this for you today?
And the only word that's coming to me is delicious, really. I feel incredibly honored and grateful to hold space with Megan at any time, and for her to have come with this experience of having stepped into a sense of self, and to be able to just hold space for that to deepen, just feels like an incredible gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You certainly hold a great space, Kate. Yeah. Good. What else do you want to say about this session for us? And then I have another question for you.
Well, I acknowledge that this does not come across as a typical coaching session.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the deeper transformational work that I do, it's sensing into, you know, what is wanting to emerge within the client. And so, again, you know, I guess coming in, I felt a little bit nervous as to having 25 minutes and, you know, wanting to honor where the client is at, and should they want to really sit in a place of being, what does that look like in 25 minutes? So, again, and for me, it's also just calling in spirit, calling in the energy and the faith and the trust that it's not me, right? It's us, it's the client and myself, it's all of us here holding space for her. And it's kind of what's coming through as well. So that spirit and that energy. So I realize that, you know, this is not a transactional session. This was not a goal and the power of giving the client space to really embody this new way of being that's emerging within her. Again, was a real gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Great. Yeah. So no, not a certainly what we might call traditional coaching session, right? Or a usual one. I'm not sure if this kind of a session is common for you, and you can certainly talk about that. So yeah, I guess my question would be, so you definitely, sounds like consciously made a choice to hold the space, to allow this, sort of unfolding for your client. Mm-hmm. And you made a choice, you know, not to step in and say, what would you like to have by the end of the session? What's important for you here today? Those kinds of questions. So I wonder if you could just talk about that a little bit, Kate.
Yes, sure. So the choice in not, let's just say establishing a goal for the session, I feel really came from, you know, the idea that the word that was coming to her was vulnerability. And she expanded on that and talked about how she, you know, had this experience of, you know, being vulnerable, being surprised by the reaction, and then having this shift within herself. That's where it became very clear to me that this was not a session of doing where there was any particular goal. And that also the power of silence, if I'm going to put this in another term, was my tool in the session. Mm-hmm. And using silence for her to do the work. And so when I'm holding silence, it's not passive in any way, shape, or form. So my eyes are closed. I am focusing on my open heart, you know, connecting with her, inviting in spirit. Like it's a very busy place. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, that was a choice that I certainly made. I had no idea what Megan was going to come with today. We've coached together a couple times before. And she knows that I can and do hold space like that. So, and of course it's not like that with all of my clients, if not most of my clients. You know, there's certainly more of that developmental style of coaching, you know, but there was a readiness there within her. And so, I felt it was my responsibility to really meet her there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. Really meeting her where she was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the way you're explaining it. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jamie, do you have something for Kate, please?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Kate. And thank you for also just sharing, you know, your process in this session, kind of, you know, letting us know what's going on behind the curtain in a way. Mm-hmm. I wonder, how do you, you know, in terms of contracting with your clients, when you're first getting to know a client or first, you know, engaging with somebody, because, you know, there, you have a lot of flexibility in your coaching. You can do more transactional coaching for sure, and this kind of coaching. So mm-hmm. I just wonder, what's the conversation like in the beginning with your clients in order to create a space and a willingness for you to be able to go whichever way you need to go in the moment? I hope that's making sense.
Absolutely. So when I am having a discovery call with a client, I explicitly walk them through that continuum of coaching, that at one end, there's a coaching of doing, you know, of getting things done, of setting up structures and accountability, and how incredibly powerful and supportive that is when we have something, you know, we have something to do, accomplish, a tangible goal. And, you know, I walk them through that kind of developmental style of coaching, that it's more reflective, it's values-based, you know, like, and that there's crossover here in different types of coaching. And at the other end is transformational coaching. And it's very much a coaching of being versus doing. When we start asking ourselves, who do I choose to be? You know, we heard that in Megan quite literally said that today, you know, like, I'm choosing, you know, to be this way. no longer choosing, you know. So when we start asking ourselves those questions of who do I choose to be, and how, you know, how do I want to be in this situation, that's really indicative of transformational work. And then a step further, that deep transformational work is really calling in spirit as a guide. It's intuitive. It's, you know, really releasing my agenda, letting there be silence. I mean, these are the, you know, practices from Leon Vanderpool's work. But so I, you know, in a discovery session, I walk them through that. And so often I will hear, well, I'll back up a bit. So I explain to them in any particular session or throughout our coaching journey, we may move around on that continuum. You know, you may arrive and just need to get some stuff done, and that's wonderful. We'll do that. And something may emerge that, you know, you really are ready to kind of sit with at a level of a core level of being, and that's okay too. And so we welcome all that is. So I find I usually get a response like, whereas like, okay, that's, I want the latter. Like I want, that's what I want. And so, yeah, so it's interesting. And even though saying that, it's not an easy task. So really allowing the client as they kind of start to step over that threshold of who do I really want to be? And they maybe step back because that can be scary when this kind of deeper sense of self, this construct starts to kind of die away and we kind of tap into who we really are. That can be scary. So that hence the skills of a coach to be able to just meet them where they're at and let them lead and let their own transformational process take the lead.
Great. Kate, thank you. What a great explanation of how to kind of set up your overall agreement for coaching with somebody, you know, and all the various parameters. Really appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Turning it back to Sherry.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go ahead and invite other people to speak with you, Kate, ask questions. So if you have something, just go ahead and unmute yourself, anyone, and let us know your first name and you can speak with Kate. Any questions, acknowledgments?
I have acknowledgement and a question. Hi, Kate, this is Erica. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to see you.
nice to see your logo as well. So first of all, yeah, like I think Sherry said, you just hold space so beautifully. It's really such a beautiful model of that. So I wanted to acknowledge that first off. And then I really appreciate your description of the doing versus the being and sort of the approach to coaching. Mm. And so what I'm curious about is, because this is something I struggle with, is right, there's the very rote agenda setting of like, what do you want by the end and what needs to be resolved in you? And mm-hmm. you know, like the four questions. And I didn't hear that. And yet I don't think that I think you had an agenda and you honored the client's agenda without those four questions. So I'm just curious, you know, without violating any ICF, without going too off script here. No.
Yeah.
Like, how do you think about that? How do you think about agenda when you're coaching for being? Maybe that's my question.
Yeah, it's a very good question. And I mean, I feel like in this particular session, I sense that she knew where she was going with this before I did. I felt like she was really.
Yes, I heard that too.
And so I like part of one of the practices that I use is releasing your agenda, right? So this is not, so I feel like I had to lean into that in this particular session, you know, and I want to say typically, even in a deep transformational session, there is still more conversation about, you know, maybe kind of what specifically is happening underneath that wants, you know, to be explored or held or seen. She seemed just very clear about that. So that's where I just felt like I could just then step back, you know, and allow her to do that processing work. So I know it's not, and you know, another practice is slowing down, right? So really just slowing down. And so am I ticking ICF core competencies in the session? No, I'm not. And do I feel like she's leading? I certainly do, right? So it's this interesting balance that can happen in a coaching session like that. Like I said, again, to have something like experience like I did here in front of all of you is rare. Even in my practice, right? So I feel like I've forgotten your question, but
no, you. I think you answered it. I heard. So my question was like, how do you know what the agenda is if you don't overtly ask the questions? And I think what I heard you say, if I can repeat back and make sure I understood it, was sort of listening for the clarity in the client.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. So even
though we're trusting your own knowing, yeah.
That's right. Like, even though we're not setting an agenda together, or we didn't, I guess, explicitly in this session, just by allowing her to have the space to explore, then I could, you know, like I really had to lean into trust myself in this session, because of course there's my ego part going, oh crap, like, what are we really talking about here today? And then noticing that contraction within myself and then letting it go, right? Like opening back up to my heart and trusting. And so in that, like when she kind of, and then she got to this place where it's like, okay, so then there, I have this meeting tonight. It's like, oh, okay. So what is that, you know? So, you know, and then I could kind of see where she was going with this discovery of herself, and then this thing that is, you know, coming for her to have this opportunity to step into herself in that way. So yeah, it's allowing it to unfold.
Did I also hear then that in doing this more transformational, or I love the being, that's so clear to me, the being coaching, that the sort of almost underlying agenda is to slow down and hold space to allow the thing that's emerging to fully emerge.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Because it's in releasing agenda, there's nowhere I need to get the client to, and that's a general coaching, of course, but there is nowhere that she needs to get. Like it's simply giving space for exactly what you said, for what is emerging within her, and let that lead.
Very cool. I'm so grateful to have been able to hear that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very grateful to Megan as well.
Thanks, Erica. Really nice. Great questions. All right. Who else?
Hello, everyone. Hello, Kate. My name is Imola. I really, really loved the session, and I noted, and you did mention that you have coached with Megan before, was the connection, the very, very, very good connection that the two of you have and had in the session, which I feel also contributed to the depth of what emerged. And Megan, I think, left the session because, for instance, for me, it was a surprise the way the session began with an invitation for a mindfulness exercise. And I would have been curious to ask Megan whether that contributed to what emerged. That was something that was very new for me to start a session like that, but it was absolutely amazing what followed. And then for me personally, it's such a huge takeaway, the way you answered Jamie's amazing question about contracting, because I have done a lot of thinking about and I've been struggling as to how to explain to clients the what I would have called deep coaching and then surface coaching, like the coaching for being of being and rather than doing, that what you said. So that was such a great insight, and I also am so glad that I was able to listen to this session. So. And to ask a question regarding to the start of the session, starting sessions like this, is this something that you discuss with clients beforehand, or how does this work? It was a very interesting start, and I'm very curious, and a lot of emerge, and I love the idea of emergence and allowing things to emerge in a session. And I have no questions around agenda because you have answered that beautifully, but I'm wondering this directed intervention, so to speak, like, is this something that you agree or tell clients, agree with clients beforehand, or is this the way you work, you always start your sessions this way? Mm-hmm. Or why did you choose to start this session this way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great questions. So yes, I generally start my sessions that way with some breath work and some connection. So I find it can be very valuable to connect energetically with each other in the space. So so I do take the time to do that. I also discuss it with my clients also in a discovery call. So I let them know what a session may look like. And, you know, I let them know that we would start with some breath work. There's longer pauses of silence. I'm pretty explicit about those things in a discovery call. And in this particular session, and knowing and working with Megan before, it's knowing that she really resonates well when we connect in this heart space. So it was interesting because I have coached Megan in person, and then she supported me in another program, and we coached like this in front of a group of people. That's why I invited her today, because I know she's done that before with me. And she was just beside herself of the kind of power, not only of not having video, of her being able to close her eyes, but just having kind of more of that energetic connection. That's a bit of a side note, but and there's also, like, I believe in the power of the collective. So we are, you know, dozens of people here together holding space. So I also made the choice to invite all of you into this space with us, not only to, like, help me stay calm and and less nervous, but also to support Megan and help her feel supported and potentially less nervous. So, you know, we all played a role in I believe, in what emerged for her today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. That was a beautiful answer, and it was a beautiful session. And congratulations and thank you.
Thank you, Imola. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Thank you, Imola. Thank you very much. All right, who else?
Hi there, this is Vanessa speaking.
Yes.
Kate, just something you said just made me curious in terms of like your journey towards being able to hold the space, because you said something like that your client knows that you are able to do so. But mm-hmm. I was just wondering, like, what did you do? Like, what is it you explored, and what ways did you like, or what path did you go down in order to be able to do that? Mm. Is it something that just comes naturally, or is it something you really like taught yourself?
Yes, that's an excellent question. So it is, perhaps it's like a calling. Leon, I hope it's okay, I'm talking about Leon so much, was one of my trainers along with Jamie at the International Coach Academy. And when I discovered Leon had a program for deep transformational work, and being in his presence and not being able to articulate what it was about his classes that I found powerful, I think that really started to get the wheels turning in my head about the space that we hold for our clients is about who we are. And so that also kind of propelled me on this journey of some deep transformational work myself. And so that's the idea, is that we can hold space when we have gone to these depths ourselves. And so that is a huge part of it. And as we know, as coaches, right? Like this is it's a deeply personal journey that we walk with, that kind of deepest sense of integrity and doing the growth and the personal work and the journey, so we can hold space for our clients to do the same. So this is very similar. And we are just kind of taking it to that next level with that deep transformational work of starting to break down the ego, starting to break down this sense of self that kind of has been layered on over the years, and getting back to that true light within. And that I'm still in it. Like I'm still like, I am not there in any sense of the word yet. I'm committed to that transformational path for myself. So that's a huge part of it.
Great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vanessa. Okay, good. Just one more brief one before we need to wrap up for today. Just, is there someone else that has something brief?
Okay, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Really lovely just to witness your presence and your patience and your trust that whatever would need to happen with your client would. And I think in your demonstration of that, you allow us as listeners to relax and hold that space with you. Mm. Like nowhere to go. And it was just, it was really lovely. Thanks.
Thanks, Tina.
Great. Thank you, Tina. All right. So thank you again so much, Kate. And I am going to turn it back to Jamie.
Okay, great. Wonderful and wonderful debrief, Kate. And I will add to your shout outs for Leon Vanderpool, whose work is absolutely fantastic. And if anyone is interested, look him up online, because he does amazing work in this area. So Thank you, Kate, so much for your session today. All right. If you are renewing your ICF credential in 2021, you might consider joining our Deeper Conversations course that started yesterday. There's still time to enroll and earn up to 30 hours in core competencies. So if you're interested, you can email us or visit deeperconversationscoaching.com. Next month, our Real Coaching Sessions call will be on Tuesday, April 13th at 2:00 Eastern Time with Constance Hope, PCC, and we hope everyone will join us for that. Thank you all for being a part of this amazing virtual coaching community. And now we're going to stop the recording and I'll give the final code word.